We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Welcome to another Oklahoma State football season and to another series of Coach Gundy radio shows. Sunday night's the night this year. It's a great way to finish off the weekend here at Slim Chickens on Boomer Road, just north of Boone Pickett Stadium. It's finally here. Dealt with all the rain, dealt with all the tornadoes, dealt with the drought, dealt with more rain. Here we sit. Off we go. And the journey begins Friday night with the first ever meeting between Oklahoma State and Oregon State. It's not a night to refer to acronyms or school colors, or you will confuse the heck out of everyone. OSU versus OSU, orange and black versus orange and black, et cetera, et cetera. An interesting matchup. Cowboys coming off a 7-win season a year ago. Oregon State, statistically, was one of the worst teams in college football last year, especially on the defensive side of the football, where they ranked in the bottom five out of 129 schools across the country in almost every significant defensive category. But they have a lot of players back from last year, perhaps even more significantly. They've brought in some transfers that appear to be able to help their team almost immediately on the defensive side of the ball. A couple of offensive linemen who have transferred in that should be able to help as well, because offensive line play was also a problem, in particular protecting the passer was an issue for the Oregon State Beavers a year ago. So we'll see. Always hard to go on the road. Oregon State 2-10 a year ago with one Pac-12 win on the road at Colorado. So that's the deal. couple of ways to reach us if you have a question for Coach Gundy. You can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or you can do it the old-fashioned way. You can send it to us on our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is area code 405-747-0338. That's 405-747-0338. Also, this is the first time we've even mentioned this, but thought we'd go ahead and put this out there. We have a brand new pregame show. Yeah, no joke. Brand new pregame show. The first hour of our pregame for football every week will come live from the Stone Wolf Casino in Pawnee with Oklahoma State graduate Adam Hildebrandt, along with Dion Amati and Clint Chelf hosting that first hour from Stone Wolf Casino. And then they'll turn it over to the old geezers, John Holcomb, Robert Allen, and I, starting an hour into the show. So that's all brand new. So if you're in the area, say Friday night, be a good night to go over to Pawnee and enjoy some of the excitement at the casino and watch the game and see Adam and Clint and Dion again. That's brand new. They'll be on the air at 7:30, our pregame coverage, first hour every game from Stone Wolf Casino in Pawnee. Adam Hildebrandt, Oklahoma State graduate, Dion Amati, Clint Chell, former Cowboy players. They'll load it up and be ready for you. And again, it'll allow us old guys to get an extra hour of sleep before we go on the air. Not really, just joking. I think we can handle it. We'll take a break, come back. Coach Gundy is coming in. And we'll hear what he has to say about things when we return. Live from Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium, it's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home, Homeland.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichert and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
I believe in public education. But my children have some needs that just can't be met by our local school. But I found Epic. It's a free public school that blends online learning with face-to-face instruction. It's flexible, safe, and my kids can learn at their own pace. They have access to free counseling if they need it, and Epic doesn't give up on any student. Epic teachers are awesome. Maybe it's because Epic offers the highest teacher pay in the state. I love Epic, but better yet, my kids love Epic.
Real stories from EpicCharterSchools.org.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is, who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody, Schwabdog's on me!
Hello, does this mean I win?
No!
Hey, Cowboys fans, pay with Pete this football season with the OSU Rewards Credit Card from MidFirst Bank. With the OSU Rewards Credit Card, you can earn rewards and enjoy a variety of benefits while showing your cowboy spirit every day. Plus, a percentage of each purchase with your card supports the OSU Alumni Association. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for more information. MidFirst is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that will get you there. Our lightweight BG50 blower is just $139.99, and the compact MS-170 chainsaw is $179.99. Real Steel. Find yours. Find a dealer at stihldealers.com. All prices TDBM SRP at participating dealers.
game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Welcome back. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from here at Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium, 1011 North Boomer Road. The tailgate pack's always a good option on game days. Or if you've got a big gathering coming up Friday night to watch the game late, boy, what a good idea. About 7:30, listen to the pregame show, and then we'll get you cranked up with some Slim Chickens. They'll get you taken care of. If you have a large group, give them a call because they will deliver. If your group is large enough, call them to find out more. They'll bring it to your house or wherever you're having your gathering. So the number to call, 405-372-2326 for Slim Chickens, the home of the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Coach Gundy's with us now. Good to be back together again.
Yeah, it got here quick, you know. I guess the older we get, it moves a little faster.
You noticing it too?
Oh yeah, I've been noticing it for a while. But it's been a good month of practice, and our guys are excited and ready to play, and the coaches are ready to play. Just from, you got to find out where you're at. You know, we talk so much and about different things. We do so many interviews, and to a certain extent, you don't know a lot based on the guys. Well, we do on AJ Green, and we do on Rodarius and Marcus and Johnny. Those guys we do, but some of the new guys playing, you really don't have a clue. You know, you watch. I watched 4 or 5 minutes of the Florida Miami game last night before I went over to the function at Gallagher Iba Arena, and then when it was over, I ended up seeing the last 7 minutes of it, and you see things that happen that you're hoping don't happen to your team on opening days, which is lots of penalties, balls on the ground. And you know, and missed tackles, things like that, special teams blunders.
Yeah,
because that's what you worry about to start the season as a coach, is that you're squared away on special teams. I would guess that there's a pretty high chance, a really high percentage, that Oregon State's going to try to fake a punt. You know, maybe dribble an onside, fake a field goal would be my guess. They've had the entire month of August to prepare. So, anyway, it'll be exciting to get the guys out there and kind of see where we're at. We have to do a good job of staying focused because we're on the road. And, you know, when you play on the road to start the season and you have a mature team like we did, you know, when Mason was here in those last 2 or 3 years, doesn't matter at all. It'll make any difference. You know,
right,
those guys
right.
just go play. And when you have some key players, like all, you know, entire defensive line, basically, quarterbacks, linebackers, guys that haven't played a lot. Those are pretty key positions. And, you know, you're a little suspect. So hopefully we've got them prepared and they'll settle in and get lined up and play hard.
Yeah, you've only got, according to my count, 5, maybe as few as 4 seniors that will start.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, and we don't like to get too much into comparing years because sometimes they just run together for
right.
obvious reasons. But is this as... maybe, I'm not sure what the term is, but is this group perhaps one of the most interesting
youthful.
In terms of youthful,
yeah.
but also not knowing what you have? That's what I'm trying to say. Could this year be as much of a mystery to you going in as any year recently? You think so or no?
Most of the years, I have a pretty good idea of what we're going to get with 20 of the 22 starters. And there's 14 guys that I have a pretty good idea how they'll play. But the other eight guys, I'm not sure.
Wow.
Those things keep you up at night. One thing we did, Dave, because we had so many young players, basically four, five, six on defense for sure, maybe seven. Offensively, one, really just two or three guys, because the other guys offensively have all played.
Right, right.
You don't have any idea how they're going to react. So when we started camp at the end of July, one thing that we shared with them is there will be guys playing in the first game that have never played at this level. And whether you're a freshman or a first-time player as a junior, you're going to have to play like an experienced player, so you better get ready now. Because we can't accept he's young. We can't accept that he's immature, because we have so many of them. If we just accept that, then you're just saying, well, you're not going to play very good. And so we established that up front. We tried to be very simple in our concepts in all three phases, which, you know, clear minds allow us to have fast feet. Try not to cloud them and slow them down. And we had a plan from the start, and I like where we're at now. So we need two more really good practices, really crisp, and then we'll polish up before we get on the plane. And then it'll be interesting to watch them play. I mean, I really enjoy that part of it. Like I always say, it'll be fun to see if our plans were good or not, and the strategic part of it. But then with our players, we just want them to enjoy the game and go play hard and play fast. And they're going to make mistakes, right? We all do. And the game's played that way. Play the next play and just go play fast. So that's the exciting time for me, is to see what guys are going to do.
I think we all feel that way to a large extent. Coach Gundy with us here at Slim Chickens for the first edition of our Coach Gundy radio show. You have really preached discipline, mm-hmm. fundamentals, and if you go back to look at last year, and I don't want to, you know, dwell on a negative, but there's a reason why it's so important. You're negative 9 in turnovers. You're negative about 15 yards per game in penalties, and sometimes you do the math and say, wow, if he makes that better, you might have won 9 games. But what have you done to help implement that, and how have the younger players responded to some new things that you're doing? I guess some of them don't know any better, but there's some things that have been done differently.
We've really stressed those two things, is and really discipline more than anything. And what I found when we kind of looked back at it, that when we were undisciplined, we gave up too many yards and really took ourselves out of a couple games that we probably should have won. Now, I go back to saying, other people probably say that we should have beat them too. But regardless, we were undisciplined at times with missed assignments on both sides of the ball. Defensively tackling, we were high, reaching and grabbing, got face masks, pushing guys out of bounds. Offensively, we had, I don't know, 5 chop blocks maybe during the year. And I think 4 of those were between the back and or the 2 linemen who were in the chop block, that they didn't understand the protection good enough to know that they can't get on that guy because there's somebody else that's gonna chop him. So that was all just a lack of discipline. And then what that does is that what I think it did was frustrate everybody, coaches, players.
Right.
Then you don't play hard because you're not very tough because you're frustrated. And we all know that most everything we do in life, if you ever allow yourself to be frustrated, you can't think. And so all that accumulation of all that was something that I wanted to make sure that this year, and we have preached and coached, because we all know that talk is one thing, but action's another. And so we've coached and made examples. We've had every team period where we've competed against each other, offense and defense, has been officiated.
I've noticed that,
and
which is different.
Right, with our staff.
Yep.
You know, Coach Glass's guys and Rod Johnson or Benny or people that we can get to come out there and help us officiate. And I wish we would have done that before. because what it does is what I think it's done, and we'll see, is made our players aware of, because when we stress them, we try to stress them in practice where they're tired, then we make them function and play fast and get lined up and execute and all those different things. And when we've had the officials out there, what that's done is that's forced our players to play the game clean, because sometimes O-line get tired and they just grab a guy so he can't get to the quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's practice, and then that's a wasted rep. Or in the secondary, they'll just yank on a guy's shirt if they get beat on, instead of playing on top of the route like they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. And then, so then you go back and look at that, and then during the games, when that tackle or that guard gets beat and you grab him, it's a penalty. Or right. If you don't grab him, it's a sack, instead of moving your feet when you're tired. Same thing on defense. Okay, if you're not staying on top of the route like you're supposed to, and then he beats you and you grab him, well, in the game you can't do that. It's a penalty, or you're going to give up a touchdown. I'm hoping that the number of reps that we had against each other that were officiated, where they were all aware of it, because early in August there was quite a few penalties, and then we ran them for every one of them.
Gotcha.
And then as August went on, what they did is they realized they're being officiated, so they played clean. I know there's guys that are in the SEC that officials at every practice. They referee the whole thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah, seven on everything. Now, we don't have that luxury here. I mean, we're an hour away from enough officials, so being where we're located, it's a little harder to get real officials here. But what we did worked really good for us, and I'm hoping that will help with that discipline part of our team. But we'll continue to stress that. It's not going to all just go away. We're not, we play a lot of bump and run press coverage, so you're going to get some pass interferences.
Sure.
Not going to play these teams that throw the ball down the field 50 times, and if you're playing tight coverage 30 times, you're going to get a couple calls. Just like at times with the style of offense we have, you might get some calls based on what we do. So I think the thing what I was stressing to people when they asked this is, it's not as big of a change as what the public might think. The difference is just the accountability of when you do it, that we're not going to let it happen again. And I didn't do a good job of that in the last few years, and that's what it came to bite me. And hopefully now we've got that conquered.
It's interesting. I want to reference back before we go to break and move on to something else. The conversation we had in July for the Cowboys Summer Series, when you made the point that football is such a team game. And I don't know I guess we know it, but we don't think of it that way. And because it's such a team game, you've said this to me for years, and I've grown to really understand it. It's such a momentum game. And all those things that you describe are momentum killers in a team game where one guy can affect the other 10. So correct me if I'm wrong. Those things can really snowball on you if you don't watch it, but it can go the other direction as well. It's amazing. You wouldn't think of such a physical game of having that impact, but that's how it is.
It really is. And if you get a chance to see Andrew Luck, the quarterback for the Colts, his retirement speech yesterday. I think it was yesterday because I saw it last night, and I could have been 2 days late this time of year and not know it. But I saw it, and he was going through his 4 or 5 minute talk and thanking everybody and essentially saying that I've been injured for 4 years now. I'm tired of being injured. I'm tired of rehabbing. And so I'm ready to go on with my life. But in the end, this is what was interesting. Now, I mentioned this to the team today. He said, the one thing that I appreciate about as far as I've been able to make it in my football career was that I have learned that this is the ultimate team game. And I'm hoping that will help me with my career, because football is the ultimate team game, and you couldn't want anything else. And he just mentioned that. And so we've stressed that to our guys. And what you said is exactly right. They're momentum killers and they're downers. Like in basketball, when you watch I watch the NCAA tournament close once it gets out of the first round, because you start to see teams that do well, the ones that play defense. They go further most of the time.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. No doubt.
Forget the – I know you can have – you know, if you got three first-round picks, you're going to go pretty far to make a difference what you do. But let's just say when there's somewhat some parity, the teams that play the best defense go further. Well, they're playing defense as a team. And then I watch other teams, and I don't know the ins and outs of basketball, but then teams, they fail to play the pick and roll or come off a screen, and they give up easy layups or shots, and then it's a downer. So it affects their offense because they're mad because of what happened on defense.
Right.
And teams that are playing the team part of it, which is defense, and I know they have to move the ball on offense, but it's bigger on defense, the passing off and all that, screen stuff. Then their offensive game flows because they're in a good mood because they're not giving up free stuff down here. They're challenging all the shots.
You never give up runs because you get stops.
That's right.
Simple deal.
And so with us, okay, we stop people, or we give them additional 15-yard penalties, or we chop block, and now it's first and 25, and your percentages go from, you know, 60% to convert a first down to about 10% on first and 25. So all of those things snowball. And we've I think we identified it and said, what do we need to do to fix it? And that plan's in place. And we're getting better at it. We're still going to, you know, we're still making mistakes, but I think they're aware of it. You know, it's almost like when you're trying to discipline your kid, and there's a difference between him just being a complete knucklehead and not knowing it, and then him knowing it. And when he's doing it, he knows he's wrong. At least we're making some ground.
Sure.
So I think that's kind of where we're at.
Time for a break. We're live at Slim Chickens, and this is the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Oakley Fence is proud to celebrate 50 years of building quality fence and security throughout North Central and Central Oklahoma. We install fence for all needs, such as wood privacy, ornamental iron, and chain link, as well as gates and operators. Oakley fences are handcrafted from the ground up with attention to every detail. Put the same fence on your property that you see across the OSU campus. Trust Oakley Fence. Oakley Fence, the fence professionals in North Central and Central Oklahoma for the last 50 years.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Don't waste your time enrolling in a rewards or discount program. At Charlie's Discount Drug, our discounts are for everyone, every day. We also have monthly Mason vitamin specials and bi-monthly wholesale price center specials. Save your time and money at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
If your air conditioner sounds like boom, 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 you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
click, clunk, click, clunk, click, clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No matter what you need to keep your home cool and comfortable, TempStar has it. From complete heating and cooling systems to the latest in Wi-Fi capable thermostats, we have everything you need to stay comfortable. That's why you should make TempStar your first choice for all of your cooling needs. Visit TempStar online at TempStar.com to find a dealer near you. TempStar, quality you can feel.
Hey parents, have you signed your kids up for the Pistol Pete's Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $30, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, have exclusive access to parties with the athletes, and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Go Pokes!
It's week one of the college football season. That means it's week one of the Coach Gundy radio show. If you have a question for Oklahoma State's head coach, you can send it to us two ways, via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. And we've been talking about the opener, obviously, coming up. And what's been, you've spent a ton of time talking about quarterbacks, so we won't, and I know you obviously want to keep that compartmentalized until Friday night. So let me ask you this that I'm not sure anyone's asked. When the quarterback goes out on the field with the offense for the first series of downs, should we read into that that quarterback is the, quote, starter, or is he just someone who goes out with the first group for the first series of plays, if that makes sense? In other words, what do we read into that once it happens, regardless of who it is?
We want the guy that goes out first to know that we're not looking over his shoulder.
Okay.
Okay? We want him to go out and play. I think we're smart enough to know that they could make a mistake or miss a throw or most anything could happen, and we don't want them to think that we're just going to yank them out of the game. I'm fairly certain there's not a perfect way to do this, but we've come up with what we think is the best concept. I said this after spring ball. I said it in the summer. I said it in the first of August. I said it last week, and I'll say it again. I'm going to guess we'll probably need both quarterbacks during the season.
Yeah, nobody hardly keeps one healthy anymore for a season.
I would hope that we have both of them healthy all the time. And then even with that being said, I think that you'll see both those guys play because a lot of people say, well, you obviously don't have one or you'd name one. I think both guys are playing well enough to play in the game some. But it's not going to come out that way. If things go well for us and we're efficient to a certain extent and effective, one quarterback would generally play more than the other for us. You know, the other day people had mentioned that. I don't think our goal is to split the reps 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, then each quarterback, you know, and we may be wrong in thinking that way, but then you have a guy that can't get in the flow of the game. And then if you go the other way, then a guy says, well, if I make a mistake, I'm out. And another guy's in, and then he plays timid. So we feel like we're going to avoid that by putting a guy in there and letting him play. And then if there is a reason to make a change based on certain things or what we have anticipated going into the game, we will. But we don't want them looking over their shoulder.
Will you announce the starter before the game? Or do you know yet?
No, I don't know. I mean, we could very well feel like that we know who's going to start within the next day or two. Making an announcement probably wouldn't make any sense. I don't know what we'd get out of it.
Probably nothing, yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, truthfully, except for people anxiety down.
But. Yeah, but I would say we'd lean towards no just based on it doesn't make any sense.
Right. Understandable. Coach Gundy with us here at Slim Chickens for the first Coach Gundy radio show. And you were talking about repetitions. There's only so many practice reps available.
Right.
You get 20 hours with the guys to practice. And so with that thought in mind, and you sort of referenced this, but is there sort of a clock in the back of your mind that says, hey, we probably better get this figured out by week two or week three, because as you get into conference play, you're going to have tweaks to game plans, and getting that starter, the extra reps, that becomes important, doesn't it? Because you're going to have to settle in on some stuff.
Yeah, the one approach that we've taken, I know there's a lot of talk about people, you know, from the outside, when I see people out in public or wherever, they'll say, hey, you know, you better get everything figured out before, you know, you go to Texas. Well, I don't care about Texas right now.
Right.
We've got so much youth on our team. We're putting everything into Oregon State. And our staff is trying to coach and get our players to execute the best and most effective game plans that we think that we can have for Oregon State. We haven't given one thought to anybody else down the line. We don't have that luxury right now. There's times when we had a lot of maturity at key positions coming back and you could do things differently.
Right.
Which we have in the past. You know, we would say, hey, you know, we need to protect Justice. There's no reason to run him more than 10 or 12 times unless we're in a dogfight. we haven't had any of those conversations right now.
Okay.
We're going to play to do the very best we can and win this game, and then we'll start worrying about the next one the next time. And that has zero to do with our quarterback. People say, you know, people have said that, but we can't worry about trying to get a guy in a position based on certain things to get ready to play at Texas. We got to get a guy ready, and we have to be as effective as we can playing in Corvallis. Yeah. And then we'll worry about the next one the next time. So with that being said, the issue that you have, everybody knows that, we haven't denied it, is your reps. Now, we have always split our reps, ones and twos, and for the most part, they're six and four. So over a one practice rep total, the guy that worked with the ones that day, because we've been alternating them,
yes,
would actually get 12 more plays. And then the next day you would switch it, and then he would get 12 more plays. Okay. The one thing that has helped us is the similarity of the plays is there. So ones run their plays, and the twos are running the same plays the ones are running. It's just different people. So they're getting a lot of work, and we're a shotgun team. So hopefully the relationship between the quarterback and the center is not a factor. And then I worry about relationship with quarterbacks and running backs and handoffs and stuff, and that has been pretty good in my opinion. So I think we're in good shape based on that. Just because we run the same plays we run anyway, we're not putting a bunch of new stuff in.
Friends, OSU games call for nothing less than the taste of Tostitos. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters and partiers by breaking out the Tostitos. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Why is Epic Charter School the fastest growing free public school in Oklahoma? Epic combines the flexibility of online learning with face-to-face instruction from great certified teachers. Epic serves everyone with less taxpayer dollars per student than any public school. Epic has the highest teacher pay in the state and pays all employees great wages and benefits. Epic's money is spent in the classroom and on teachers, not administrative overhead. That's the Epic difference.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Bob Moore, Kia, Buick, GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand. Whether it's a new, pre-owned, or certified, we have the vehicles Cowboy fans are searching for. We are committed to the orange and black, and we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of your OSU Cowboys.
We continue from Slim Chickens on the Coach Gundy Radio Show tonight at Oregon State Friday with our new pregame show with Adam Hildebrand, Dion Amati, and Clint Shelf at the Stonewolf Casino in Pawnee at 7:30. They'll have it for an hour, and then John Holcomb, Robert Allen, and I from Corvallis, and we'll have kickoff, of course, about 9:35 Central Time. Coach Gundy here with us, and Tylan Wallace, obviously much-deserved accolades after last season and going into this season. One of the things, though, that has been up for grabs, so to speak, in preseason camp has been at the X spot opposite him at outside receiver. How has that gone, and who, if anyone, has emerged as maybe the leader out of that pack?
That's the 6'6 crew. You know, that's CJ and Pat and Jordan,
yeah,
the transfer from South Alabama. And they're all doing good. I would say that would be a group that rotates through pretty frequently. If there was an edge right now, it's probably Jordan.
Okay.
And hopefully, as he adjusts to our tempo, the speed of our game, he'll get better and better. It was interesting when I watched him in the early August. He had a hard time playing to the tempo that we play, even coming from an offense that played with some tempo, but I could tell that not near like us. And he's really improved in the last week or so, because I think he's getting his air and he's starting to function in our system with the tempo.
Coach Gundy with us here from Slim Chickens as we talk Oklahoma State football. What attracted you to Jordan McCray? And I say that only because he was third on their team in receptions a year ago. Like other transfers, or unlike other transfers, he didn't have a long pedigree of big accomplishments or even starting. What made you think he was a guy that could go from South Alabama and have success here? What did you see? What did Casey Dunn see?
We started to look for some maturity there once Tyron came out in the draft. He kind of surprised us a little bit. I knew there was an outside chance, but because he had such a good year last year in the last five or six games of the season, I thought he would stay. But anyway, when he came out, we knew that we had CJ and Pat, but they had zero experience. So we started looking around for somebody that could fit that role, that had some experience playing at this level, and we ended up with Jordan. He had come over and visited, and we liked his personality, and we wanted him to be able to fit into our culture. That's a big part of what we do here. And all that's been really good. And so I think he's a guy you could see that would get – he'd be considerably better a month from now than he is now, just as he gets into the flow of the season and gets used to our offense.
We'll take a break. More coming up. This is the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens in Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We continue live from Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Gundy radio show this evening, getting you ready for the season opener against Oregon State. We are talking about Jordan McCray, your transfer receiver from South Alabama. But let's go back to Tylan Wallace, if we may. What could change with him this year in what you see from opponents? I mean, last year, Justice Hill, known entity, now in the NFL. Now you've got Chuba Hubbard. But Tyron Johnson was someone I think teams feared going into last year. How do you think things could change for Tylan Wallace year two, now that he's had the monster season?
That'll be an interesting part of the game on Friday night, is just how they see him. There are certain locations on the field, and there's certain formations that put them in basically man coverage. It might be three deep, but to a certain extent, it's man coverage over there. It'd be interesting to see if they feel like they can play him that way. If not, then you're going to get safeties cheating over the top, a little bit of help over there, and then your backer is playing halfway and he's trying to cheat in and out and react back to the ball, you know, the cat and mouse game, because the safety has to help over the top. Now, if they try to play man, or basically man, whether it's one-on-one out there, then they get an extra guy in there to stop the run, and they're just going to roll the dice with him. So it seems like a really complicated system, but either they put a safety over the top of him or they don't. That's what it comes down to. So, and you know, it's interesting. People played him different last year. I would guess, based on the success he's had, that more people will try to defend him some and say, okay, let's just see if you can really rush the football, or let's see if those other guys can make catches. Kind of the main, you know, the principle of defensive football is don't let their best players beat you.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. And I'm guessing they're going to feel like that he's probably our best player at this particular time.
You know, with that thought in mind, it sort of goes hand in hand with Charlie Dickey coming in as the offensive line coach from Kansas State. And a lot's been talked about. But what's got your attention about how he goes about his business that maybe because his offensive lines at Kansas State were known for not only being high quality, but taking players that weren't necessarily highly recruited and putting them in the NFL as starters, and many of them. What have you seen from him that maybe says, okay, now I know what was going on up there?
You know, he's an interesting coach. He's a throwback, an old school guy. He's very, very disciplined and structured based on, my guess is based on working 9 years or 11 years. I don't know how many years he worked for Coach Schneider, somewhere in that area. And it was, you know, when I watch him, it looks like that he's been trained almost like a drill sergeant. I mean, he's got his information. He takes notes all the time. I mean, and he's been trained. He lives in his world, offensive line play, to a certain extent. He's not concerned with what's going on down the field. He's not concerned with what's going on the perimeter. He's concerned with his guys doing what they're supposed to do and finishing blocks. And that's he's a really good fit for us based on that.
And I hear the guys, that is the offensive linemen, really enjoy him. And there seems to have been a really strong bond that's already formed in just just several weeks of work together.
One of the most impressive aspects of Coach, when you start doing your research, which I had already done my research on him, is you can find young men that have played at Kansas State that are still playing in the NFL, or you can find young men that played at Kansas State that aren't playing in the NFL. And you can mix the two up with some of them were highly recruited and most of them weren't. But they all say that the 4-year experience or 5-year experience that they had with him as a person was worth every bit of it. Forget football.
Wow.
And so, you know, as we grow and mature in our lives, we realize how important that is. And for Oklahoma State, the culture that we have created here and what we believe in for recruiting as a parent or a guardian or whoever's responsible the young men that we're recruiting, to be able to have a relationship and enjoy the time that you put in to being a college football player is pretty important. And his track record is 100%. So that's a really encouraging part of what we do, because that can only mean good things for us down the road in recruiting.
Were you surprised that he was still available when you got him? I mean, that was the 1st of February, and a few things were unsettled in college football, but a lot of changes had been made, and coaches had gone to and fro by that point. And there he sat. Were you surprised that somebody else hadn't gobbled him up first? I mean, I know you're sure glad they didn't, but were you surprised?
It was trying to think. Was it I can't remember what time of the year it was.
1st of February.
Okay.
February 2nd.
So he was after the second signing date.
Yes, he was.
And so, you know, now that you brought that up, I would say yes. That makes me nervous now.
Sorry, didn't mean to do that too.
That somebody should have swept him up. But when you're at a place a long time, like he is, I think he was with him a long time. And
16 years, I think. Yeah.
Some coaches, as I listen, are a little concerned with hiring other coaches that could potentially be, in somebody's opinion, like older, because he's 56.
Okay.
But he has the energy level and the excitement of a 40-year-old. I think sometimes in our profession, your age hurts you, and he might have fallen into that category because some coaches say, well, he won't be able to recruit. And that's one of the best things he does. Because he has great people skills, and he's a good person inside now, so it's easy for him to recruit. And I think those things probably worked against him to a certain extent, which was good for us.
We'll take a break. Come back with more after this. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens in Learfield IMG College.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home. Homeland.
Cowboys fans, a winning team is built on relationships and trust. Every member of the team has to deliver. At Medica Health Plans, we understand. We know how much your family counts on your health insurance, and we work hard to keep your plan working for you each and every day. When you call us, we're listening. We hear you. We understand. And when you carry a Medica member card, you can be assured we've got you covered. Medica Health Plans.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back for a final time on the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live at Slim Chickens, and getting you ready for the upcoming college football season. Coach Gundy here as we kind of put a bow tie on things here for the first show tonight. And Coach, we've just got maybe a minute or so left, and some thoughts on Oregon State.
You know, it's interesting. They're in year two with their staff, and last year they scored points. They use a tight end quite a bit, use a wing. Their quarterback was granted a six-year of eligibility, so he's going to be a lot like what we had with Taylor last year, would be my guess. And their back was a freshman. It was in an all-conference freshman, I think. And they felt like they had some issues in the offensive line, but they picked up a couple guys off the portal, yep. Transfers that are starting. So if they've repaired that with those two guys, they should be better. And then defensively, I'm guessing they didn't play as good as they wanted to last year, but they've got three guys that transferred in that are starting there is what the word is. So if they're more athletic and are helping them, you know, that's a little bit over 25% of their defense are new guys. And as a coaching staff, you're going to get a little better in year two. So,
right.
I mean, we're expecting it to be a dogfight. They're going to be excited, home game, so on and so forth.
Coach, we appreciate the time. It's good to be together again. Can't wait till
awesome.
Friday night. I
yep.
know you feel the same way.
No doubt. We're ready to go. Thank you, guys.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Gundy. And again, here's the game plan as far as we're concerned in coverage coming up this weekend. 7:30 will be the pregame show. It's a new pregame show. The first hour all season long will originate from the Stone Wolf Casino in Pawnee with Adam Hildebrandt, Clint Chelf, and Deion Amati, the two former Cowboys, former Cowboy quarterback Clint Chelf, former Cowboy linebacker Deion Amati, and Oklahoma State graduate Adam Hildebrandt. So if you haven't heard Adam's work, you will, and I think you'll enjoy it. He's top notch. Then the rest of us, the old guys, John Holcomb, Robert Allen, and I will be on the air roughly 8:35 or so, and the kick time right now is set for 9:35 from Corvallis, Oregon, the first ever meeting between Oklahoma State and Oregon State. So looking forward to it and looking forward to what should be another fun season of Oklahoma State Cowboy football. A reminder, this program is brought to you by Bud Light, the official sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics, and it reminds you to enjoy responsibly. And the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on OSU game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any other Boone Pickens Stadium locations, including the expansive store in the West End Zone. Or you can shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. Now, the Cowboys and Oregon State, as I mentioned, the first ever meeting between the two schools. It's interesting to note as well a couple of footnotes on this game. I believe the last time Oklahoma State lost a true road non-conference game was 2012, ironically, to a Pac-12 team out at the University of Arizona. It's a game which Oklahoma State got off to a great start, had some turnovers, had some penalties. Arizona ended up coming back and winning that game. Some other roster notes, and we covered this a little bit in the show. Oklahoma State will start, it depends on who starts at quarterback, but will start either four or five seniors. Now, I was doing some math this weekend. Cowboys only have eight or nine seniors in the two deep period. That's it. So it's a very young football team. You know, but then there's some twists to that. Among those experienced players are your two corners, A.J. Green and Rodarius Williams. The Cowboys, for the first time in at least the last 15 years, will have 2 3-year starters at corner. That's not happened since Coach Gundy's been head coach. I don't think it's happened in the 19 years I have been at Oklahoma State. Here's something else worth noting. For the first time, I think, in 8 years, Oklahoma State will start an offensive line of all recruited high school signees. Cowboys have used a lot of junior college guys. They used some graduate transfers like Aaron Cochran and Victor Saleko to finish off the starting line in years past. All high school signees. Signs of progress. We'll see exactly where we stand Friday night at 9:30 in Corvallis. For Carsten Melton, our producer, and Coach Gundy, I'm Dave Unzeiger. This has been the Mike Gundy Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens at Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.